Welcome back to another episode of Professionals Podcasting. In this episode, attorney Jeff Murphy explains the importance of wearing a seatbelt.
Yes, that's a great question. I get asked that a lot. Fortunately, you know, when I grew up in the 70s and 80s, and for whatever reason, people just were not as used to wearing seatbelts. And, you know, it probably 50% of the people just never even wore them at all. Over time, we've discovered that failure to wear a seatbelt can result in pretty significant injuries if you're involved in an accident. And now, of course, it's the law. I don't know about every state, but I'm pretty sure, and I know for certain in Florida, it's the law that you need to wear your seatbelt when you're in a vehicle. And if you don't, you can be ticketed for it. There are some statistics which hopefully will help convince you that you should always wear your seatbelt. The National Highway Traffic Safety Association, which is NHTSA, it's also called NHTSA, says that there were about 43,000 people who died in traffic accidents last year. And 15,000 of those people were saved because of seatbelts. 2,500 of them, an additional 2,500 could have been saved if they were wearing their seatbelts. And so the consequences of not wearing a seatbelt when you're involved in an accident are clear. Airbags, while great, are not enough to protect you. And actually, the force of an airbag can even seriously injure you enough that it could kill you if you're not wearing your seatbelt. So it's important to wear them, and it's important to wear them properly. You don't wear them with the shoulder harness behind your back or underneath your arm. You need to wear them so that the shoulder harness properly comes across your shoulder. And NHTSA has determined that if you buckle up, if you're in the front seat, either a driver or a passenger, and you buckle up, you can reduce the risk of death by as much as 50%. Another reason to wear seatbelts involves the concept of comparative negligence. In Florida, if you are in an accident, both parties can be at fault. You know, you could be 50% at fault. The other side could be 50% at fault. The other side could be 90% at fault. You could be 10% at fault. But one of the things they always do is they ask, were you wearing your seatbelt when you were injured? Number one. And number two, if you were not, did that result in some sort of injury to you? And if it did, then you can be found responsible and lose your case because you weren't wearing your seatbelt. Let me give you an example. If you're driving down the road and you don't have your seatbelt on and somebody pulls out in front of you, crushes the front of your car, and it comes up into your legs and you break your legs. Well, that probably doesn't matter that you weren't wearing your seatbelt, because the car was going to get crushed into your legs whether you had your seatbelt on or you didn't. However, if you're driving down the road and somebody pulls out in front of you and your head goes through the windshield, you suffer a head injury, or even worse, the door comes open and you're ejected out of the vehicle, and as a result, you die or you're seriously injured, then the defendant has a good argument that you are at least partially at fault for not wearing your seatbelt, because if you had had your seatbelt on, you wouldn't have gone through the windshield or you wouldn't have been ejected from the vehicle. So in addition to avoid getting a traffic citation or a traffic ticket for not wearing a seatbelt, seatbelts can also protect you from serious injury and save your life. So it's very important that you wear them.